Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Andrew Kahn.
And I'm Ryan Zook.
And these are some of the Michigan Wolverines headlines from MLive.com this week. Official practices for the 2020-21 college basketball season begin this week. At Michigan, Juwan Howard enters his second season as head coach. He'll have to fill the production and leadership voids left by Xavier Simpson and John Teske, who graduated as the program's all-time winningest players. Isaiah Livers, who will certainly help in that regard, gave his prediction for a starting five as the season started now. He included himself and two other returning starters, senior Eli Brooks and sophomore Franz Wagner, along with graduate transfer Mike Smith and redshirt senior Austin Davis. It makes sense, though freshman Hunter Dickinson, a top recruit, will make his case over the next month. Michigan is still waiting on word as to whether Sean D. Brown, a transfer from Wake Forest, can suit up this season. Brown petitioned the NCAA for a waiver to do so. The journey towards this unique and likely turbulent season is underway.
Erasmus Hall coach Danny Lambert doesn't care that William Mohan was a three-star linebacker coming out of high school. Lambert watched Mohan torment opposing offenses throughout his Erasmus Hall career and believed he could make an early impact at Michigan, despite being the number 461 player in the 2020 class per 24/7 Sports' composite rankings. It appears Lambert might be right. Mohan, who is nicknamed Apache, has been lauded by the Michigan coaching staff during preseason camp. While it is rare for a true freshman to earn a significant role early on, Mohan is making an impression at Viper, Michigan's hybrid linebacker safety position. There's one name that you're going to see play, and that's Apache Mohan, Michigan defensive coordinator Don Brown said on October 5th. This guy can chase the football. He can rush the passer. Some guys, you teach them, and they rush the passer. And some guys, it's on your mark, get set, go, and they just flat out rush the passer. This is one of those guys. Landberg said Mohan's Apache nickname, which his mother gave him before he arrived at Erasmus Hall, derives from his playing style. The 6'1", 195-pounder led his league with 13 sacks as a senior and started on a defense that allowed just 4.3 points per game. Apache means fierce warrior, Landberg told MLive in a phone interview. He plays with relentless pursuit and anger. He is probably the most disruptive defensive player I have ever had in my life.
Isaiah Livers' first, second, and third priorities for Michigan's upcoming basketball season are to stay healthy. The forward missed parts of 10 games in the second half of last season for various ailments, including those affecting his ankle, groin, and hip. He's determined not to suffer the same fate as a senior, saying this week that he'd be visiting the training room for treatment even when he feels fine. Michigan will need him. He was the team's leading scorer and best three-point shooter last season, and he said he's improved his playmaking skills and lateral quickness this offseason. Having lost last year's co-captains to graduation, Livers is ready to step up. Something I'm building towards, he said, is being this top dog leader, top dog talker on and off the court.
Alabama and Ole Miss made history on Saturday night. The two teams combined for 1,370 total yards of offense during Alabama's 63-48 victory, the most yards in the history of a regulation SEC game. While Big Ten teams wait to kick off their seasons next week, Michigan defensive coaches are cognizant of what has transpired so far during the college football season. Offenses are putting up historic numbers, and defenses have yet to adjust. The coronavirus pandemic completely altered the preseason for all conferences, and many teams are not at full strength every week, whether because of injuries or positive COVID-19 cases. With the Wolverines opening at number 24 Minnesota on October 24th, defensive line coach Sean Nua said he hopes they can buck that current trend, taking college football by storm. We get to see them struggle, and then we got to try to address all those issues, all the way from tackling to defense or team chemistry, Nua said. Whatever it is that we're trying to find out why the heck they are struggling, you can't always blame it on, oh, because they miss spring ball or fall camp, because the offense is doing good. So hopefully we can figure it out and not follow that path. For these stories and more, check out mlive.com/Wolverines.